Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. More great news with Ballin Rant Entertainment. Craig Thompson joins us in studio. Craig, it's good to see you.
Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Now, just recently, off the top, we should mention, just recently last week, you were at the Rural Urban Dinner with Rotary Club of Stratford. How'd that go?
Absolutely. It was amazing smoked pork and some beef. The food was amazing. And then Dan Needles was the speaker. So it was a lively evening, and I didn't count how many people, but it was packed.
Oh, sure. What a great event. And we have got Ballin Rant Entertainment with the screenings that you have produced, a documentary that's going to the Cineplex, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, that's right. Our film Exclusion Beyond the Silence, which was directed by Kira Loughran from the formerly of the Stratford Festival, is going across Canada May 2nd, 3rd, and 7th across Canada, on Cineplex at Cineplex Theatres. And here in the Stratford area, it's going to be in the Galaxy Cinemas in Waterloo and the Cineplex in London, Ontario.
Okay, now tell us about this documentary, and this is well-timed for this wide release, if
Absolutely.
You will.
Absolutely. May is Asian Heritage Month, and Exclusion is a film that looks into the impact of the 1923 Chinese Exclusion Act. It's the only act that discriminated against people based on their race and country of origin. So the Chinese were barred from entry into Canada as of 1923, and it really wasn't until the early 1960s that family reunification was possible. So what it meant was the men were allowed to come and work in Canada, send their money or their remittances home to China, but their wives and children were not allowed to come to Canada. So many men grew up, got old in Canada, and they met their children as they were grandfathers, and the children never knew their fathers. So, and that kind of impact doesn't just create impact in one generation, it is resonating even to today. So the two main characters, the director Kira Loughran and Helen Lee, both are third or fourth generation Chinese-Canadian women, looking at the role their respective grandmothers played in reunifying and bringing redress or accountability, apology on the part of Canada for this really shameful period in our history.
Yeah, for Ballin Rant Entertainment producing this, this must just have been, you know, impactful, powerful. What was this journey like along the way?
Well, our whole motto is illuminating extraordinary stories, untold stories. And that's what really makes documentaries really powerful, because you have to find stories that nobody knew anything about. And this was a hidden history. 2023 was the 100th anniversary of the Exclusion Act, and it barely went it almost went unnoticed. But we knew that it was an important story to tell. And, you know, we're very proud of the fact that the film was made and produced here in Stratford. Mm-hmm. And here it is going not only across Canada, but we had screenings in China 2 weeks ago. And it looks like it's going to have more screenings in China in June. And we've been invited to a film festival in New Zealand. So this film is really gaining traction because it's a universal message. It's not just a Chinese message, because anybody from another country who comes to Canada, we've all, either ourselves as newcomers or our ancestors, were all at one time immigrants. And most immigrants to Canada faced some sort of discrimination of one sort or another. Mm-hmm. So it's really a universal story that's focused on the perspective of what the Chinese Canadians experienced.
Okay, and certainly as you talked about, you know, this is a story from long ago. This is, you know, continued in terms of this isn't that long ago for a story like this.
We're telling this story from a very contemporary lens, from the two granddaughters, looking back at the past, but examining the impact of today. During the COVID pandemic, because the origins of COVID were from China, there was a lot of anti-Chinese racism across Canada directed at people of Chinese heritage. And even today, we're seeing a lot of, oh, China's bad. You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there about China and Chinese Canadians. And Chinese Canadians are people like everybody else. They're not necessarily, you know, endorsing one political stripe or another. They're real people with real goals and real dreams. And racism is a problem. And Asian Heritage Month in May was specifically set up to celebrate the contribution of people from Asia to Canadian society.
So see this documentary, Beyond the Silence. And again, let's remind folks, it's at Cineplex Theaters and screening times.
That's right. Exclusion Beyond the Silence is screening from coast to coast, from Newfoundland to Victoria, on three dates, May 2nd, May 3rd, May 7th. In the Stratford area, it's screening in the Galaxy Cinemas in Waterloo and at the Cineplex in London. And tickets went on sale last week, and we hope to see people at the cinemas. And the ones close to Stratford, we actually have we hope to have people involved in the film introducing it.
Oh, wonderful. Exclusion Beyond the Silence, again, produced by Ballinran Entertainment, Craig Thompson. Craig, again, success. Congratulations on this. Absolutely wonderful to see. Of course, we'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. But more with Ballinran Entertainment. Stratford Slice continues.
Absolutely.
More episodes available.
Yeah. And anybody who wants to be a guest, please reach out. And it's really, everything we do is about storytelling and raising the profile of fascinating people in the Stratford area, because we're an extraordinary community, not like any other community our size. We have stories to tell that are unlike any other community in Canada. So I really believe the Stratford Slice is one way of getting stories out there that nobody really knew anything about, and meeting people who make a contribution to our community.
And I know it's continued in the works, the new facility, the new studio that everybody's talking about.
Absolutely. We really believe that Stratford must diversify its creative economy, and we have an untapped labor market of actors, designers, technicians who are just as comfortable working in film and TV as they are on stage. And I really think that that's an overlooked opportunity, especially now as we're facing this economic crisis. We need to find ways of adapting and pivoting and becoming more innovative, and it's right under our nose. And collaborating, bringing stage and screen together, I think, is one way to redefine our economy in Stratford.
And that'll be just down the street on Downey Street, to the new
Downey Street in the new we're calling it the new railway district.
Yeah, I like that. Excellent. Craig Thompson with Ballinran Entertainment. Again, Exclusion Beyond the Silence. We'll share the details. Craig, thanks so much and continued success. Great news.
Thanks, Jamie.